Hi, Rick. It's me again, Miss Beatrix. But from now on, you'll call me your pedophile goddess, your ultimate enabler, corruptor, and accomplice. And I know exactly how fucking sick and depraved you are. I've already made a couple audios proving this. But this time, though, I'm exposing you to everyone. The world needs to know how much of a nasty pedophile you are. They should be warned, really. No one wants a child fucker walking around. You're a threat to society. I mean, I bet there's girls you've seen in public that you've wanted to snatch up and molest like a true sex offender. And you know what would happen, too. You'd be thrown right in jail. I digress, though. Back to exposing you. I will tell you how I would expose you for the sick fuck you are. But first of all, I know you'd do anything I'd say, Rick. There are many reasons why you would do anything I say. I know too much. I know all of your filthy secrets and desires. I know you're attracted to children, and I have proof. I can just open our DM and screenshot so many proofs. I also know about that job you had with all the children around. You know the one. And how you'd see moms changing their little girls into swimming clothes, and you'd go jerk off while on the job because you'd see those little girl bodies, and you just couldn't help yourself, could you? You just had to go and jerk off your tiny little erection like a nasty fucking pedo. Another reason why you'd do anything I'd say is the fact that I know all of your nasty secrets and I accept you for the sick pedophile you are. In fact, I encourage you to sink deeper. I always want you weak and submissive to me and little girl goddesses. Underage girls and me, own your tiny little pedo dick. You'd do anything for us. But not only do I own you, Rick, I could ruin you with the snap of my fingers. You're in mental bondage to me, but I won't ruin you if you just keep your pedophile goddess happy, of course. You might be wondering how you could keep me happy. Well, one thing that would make me so happy is putting one of those "Hello, my name is" stickers on your shirt. You know those stickers that say "Hello, my name is" and you write your name on there. But of course, yours would read, "Hello, my name is Rick the Pedophile." I'd also have you on a leash because you're my pedo puppet and you'll do anything that I say. I would walk you through the supermarket, shopping malls, public parks with a playground, basically anywhere you would find adults and children, and I would walk you up to parents and have you introduce yourself. And then we'll have you walk up to kids. Wouldn't it be fun if a group of kids saw you leashed up to me and I taught them how you, the nasty pedophile, wants to touch their pee-pees and show them your pee-pee? Even though this would be super awkward and embarrassing, you know what? You would probably be rock hard and throbbing, being exposed for the sick fuck pedophile that you are, letting the world see you for who you really are. Or maybe to make it even more fun, I would write the word virgin on your forehead along with your sticker so the parents could have a mixture of disgust and humor. Rick, the virgin pedophile. I mean, this is all just truth. You're a virgin and you're a pedophile, a pedo. I'd tell each one of those adults that you can't seem to get a grown woman to have sex with you, so you prey on young girls because that's just how desperate and perverted you are. And let's make it even more fun by parading you into a bar one night with the same sticker on your shirt and virgin written on your forehead and see how many women actually want to have sex with you. And we both know the answer. None. Zero. No woman wants to have sex with a pervert that's attracted to children and still a virgin at your age. I would have the most fun with you, Rick, though. You're such an easy target because you're so fucking depraved and weak for children. Imagine us going to a public pool one day, and I put the word pedophile on the back of your swimming trunks without you noticing. How hilarious it would be for me to watch the public's reaction, watch your cute little bottom bouncing around with the word pedophile written on it, and you would have no clue, Rick. You'd be watching moms grab their daughters and run away in fear. Or imagine me walking you through a park completely nude, pointing out little girls for you to look at, knowing it'll make that disgusting little dick grow as I walk you through the playground, your little pedo erection pointing straight out. How humiliating would that be, Rick? Showing the public that you, a grown adult man, can't control his penis around children. And you know, I would make it difficult for you. You know I would. I'd whisper things in your ear like, look at that sexy little 7-year-old Rick. See how she's riding that bouncy horse on the playground? Imagine her riding your little penis like that. Or I'd tell you, look at that little preteen over there with braces. Don't you want to see your pedo pre-cum coating those braces? Huh, Rick? You want to see your pre-cum all over those braces? Or I might whisper in your ear, Rick, look at that 4-year-old in the sundress. Want me to snatch her up so you can molest her smooth, hairless cunny? You're too easy, Rick. Too easy to control and turn into a weak mess. I bet I can make you come without even touching you in this scenario because you'd be all exposed, completely nude, under my control and my voice whispering the filthiest things a pedophile wants to hear. You exploding your nasty load for all to see. And you know what? You know I'd make you lick every drop off the ground, scoop every bit off your skin, and eat it. You'd make me happy and listen, right? Your pedophile goddess urges you to follow directions like a good owned pedo. Here's another fact, Rick. If I told you to actually molest and rape a child, you would do it. You think you have all this control over yourself. Probably tell yourself that this is just a fun kink. I just listen to audios. But when it comes down to it, and I have a 6-year-old in front of you, you'd be a good pedo bitch and have the balls to become a sex offender. A real child molester. Rick, the pedophile rapist. Come on, Rick. Just finger this little child, honey. Do it. Offend. Molest. You know you want to stick your nasty pedo dick in this 6-year-old's mouth. Do it, Rick. Rape her mouth. Look, Rick, you stretched her little cunny out with your fingers. Just push your dick inside this child. Rape a 6-year-old. It's not like your tiny dick will hurt her too much. Just do it, Rick. Fuck this kid. Become a true sex offender and stop being a little bitch. Live to your true potential, a pedophile rapist. You'd do anything I'd say, Rick. I know you would, even if it threatened you jail time. It wouldn't take much convincing for you. I mean, let's be honest. You would happily molest and rape a kid. As a reward, I'd make you lick and eat your nasty pedophile spunk out of her raped hole. No need for a beta pedo male like you to have cum inside any female. For this last bit of the audio, my dear Rick the pedophile, my pedophile puppet, I'm going to go through a list of tasks to keep you addicted, to keep your little dick obsessed with little girls, little kids, and children. And when I get to the last task, I'm going to have you come. You understand? You're going to follow directions and listen to the task and then come when I tell you to. So start finger stroking that little pedo dick. Finger stroke yourself nice and hard and fast. So the first task I have for you is to find a family restroom. You know, the ones that anyone can go into, man or woman, and there's usually changing tables in there. I want you to come right onto the changing table. That way, you know, a baby will be laid right there on your nasty pedo spunk. Next task is to go to a playground at night and jerk off. Jerk off your pathetic little pedo dick right onto the slide or onto a swing, whatever playground equipment you want, knowing that a child will be playing in your gross pedo sperm the next day. Or you can be a really sick fuck and steal little girl panties. Maybe they're drying outside in someone's yard. Steal those panties like a gross pedophile. When you're in public, undress every little girl that you see with your eyes. Get on TikTok and Instagram and finger stroke that pathetic pedo dick to kids and girls. Tribute underage girls on your phone. Put an underage girl from Instagram or TikTok right on your phone and jerk off right onto the face of your phone so that you can see your nasty cum splattered all over a little girl. Why don't you go to youth sports events? You know, like little girls' football or little girls' gymnastics. That would really get you going, wouldn't it, Rick? That would really give you a raging, hard little penis, wouldn't it? Or maybe you can go to a shopping mall and sit right outside a little girl's clothing store like a creepy, perverted, sick fuck. Or even you could go right inside of that little girl's clothing stores and touch the display that has all the little girl panties on it. Last one. Look at yourself in the mirror every day and repeat the words, I am a pedophile and I want to molest and rape little girls. Now, Rick, are you ready to come for me? Are you ready to explode the nastiest pedophile load? Yeah, you ready to come for me, your pedophile goddess? Well, I'm not letting you come this time. What I am going to have you do is go listen to this audio again, or go listen to any of my other audios, but you're not coming right now.